the majority of people tend to, for some, and I mean, this brings up another question, tend to always focus on the negative. Why do people always focus on the negative?
Because they're idiots. Okay, no, it's more complicated. A lot of it, is, I think, is they've never gone through the emotional or intellectual exercise of deciding what they want to do. And then also they have momentum and habit. So let's go through that. Let's go through that choice. That's kind of interesting. So if we were to ask anybody, so those people stuck in jobs that they don't want to be in, or those people who are still creating their own future, and we say, well, what kind of impact do you want to have on yourself as an individual? What kind of impact do you want to have on your family, on any organization you're part of? So that might mean just your friends, or it might mean that, you know, that social club, the Optimist Club, or whatever, the Taekwondo class you go to. And then what kind of impact or effect do you want to have on your job, both on what you're doing at your job and the people you do it with? What kind of impact? So the answer seems obvious, right? To me, it does. Well, I'd like to have a positive impact. Thank you very much. End of question. But I think going through the question or the answers is helpful. So bear with me. The first answer would be, oh, I'd like to have a negative impact on everybody I come into contact with, my family, my teams, and all the people I work with. No normal person would pick that. No one would do that. No one's going to say, well, I'd like to just go into work and suck everybody down into the swirling vortex with me. No, nobody's going to say that. But we all know people who do that, right? So the question becomes, why? Why are you doing that? And for me, the answer is because they've never thought about it. They've never consciously said, I'd like to be a drag on society.
They just created a habit of being it.
Yeah, they're just doing it. So for them, you just want to hit them on the head with a tennis racket and say, could you please make a choice? Seriously, are you making a choice? Because no matter what they say, the answer to me just seems like, no, they're not making a choice. They're not picking it. What's the second choice to that question? What impact do you want to have? The second choice is a hidden choice, which means a net zero impact. So again, who would pick that? Who would say when they're in a good mood, well, I like to go to work, and when I'm there, I want it to be exactly like the days I'm not there. No one's going to pick that. You know, like, what? How about your family? I want to have, like, no impact on my spouse and my kids. No one's going to pick that. But, again, we know people who are exactly like that. They don't pull us down necessarily, but they don't push us up either. They don't, you know, it's literally like they weren't there. I worked for a big tech company. I'm not allowed to tell you, but I can tell you they have Windows. And I bet this woman... And she had this crazy story. This was the beginning of a problem for her. She was getting ready to have a baby. She was preparing for maternity leave. And in preparation for that, she got all of her projects in order. They were perfect. They were ready to pass on. There were all these notes. There were stickies. Her desk was immaculate and organized. There were, you know, just a crazy amount of effort invested to make sure that the next person could pick up where she was leaving, because she would return, but not for a while. Well, when she got there, her desk was completely unchanged. The only thing that had changed was the thin layer of dust on the sticky notes. And, you know, you can imagine what she felt was. So for her, through no choice of her own, through external factors, she discovered she had exactly zero impact on what was going on. You know, they didn't really miss her. Nothing happened. The company didn't fall apart. Nothing was good. Nothing was bad. It was as though she wasn't there. And you think about how sad she is. And then we think about when we're making our choices, for those of us who are lucky enough to have a little bit more control, you know, who's picking net zero? No normal person, but lots of people are by accident. And then the final choice is, to what impact do you want to have? I want a rocket. Come on. I want to leave a legacy. I want to build myself. My family, are you kidding me? I want to make them special. I really want to make this happen. With all of those social groups I'm in part of, whether it's my friends or whether it's the ski team or, you know, whatever, I want to rock it. I want to be important. And then definitely at work, don't we all want to make a difference? I mean, science tells us we do, but we feel in our heart that we all want to make a difference. Holy cow, what impact do you want to have? We all want to have a positive effect. So that brings us back to your question, Dan, which is, what do you tell those negative people? I have learned through experience, some people cannot be saved, right? Some people, you can tell them, you can bring all the logic, you can hit them on the head with a baseball bat, you can show them examples, you can appeal to their mind, you can appeal to their heart. And some people, because it is so ingrained in their lifelong habit to be a grump or whatever, you're just not going to get them. But it is fun to see that if you're, that we also can have an impact on those people. And even those negative people can be turned around. Not instantly. I don't think it's ever instant. I like to think of changing those people's minds and their culture is the same as steering a cruise ship. You know, they don't turn quickly. You kind of nudge a little bit, and then now you're barely going a different direction. And you just have to keep working, and then eventually you can turn it around, but not rapidly. It's a very slow process. So it's kind of fun. And here's a cool aside too on this, which I think is tragic when we talk about negative people. So studies have told us that, and again, I think this appeals to our common sense. If we take a room full of people and insert a positive person into that group, the positive person, in fact, does have an impact on the group. They're able to raise the group up. Woo-hoo, yay. Same thing. Take a group, put in a negative person. Well, no surprise, the negative person also has an impact on the group. They pull them down. Boo. But what's a tragic shame and an irony is the negative person has a much greater impact than the positive person. It's easier to bring a group down than it is to bring it up. But that's also pretty powerful stuff to tell somebody like, dude, you are bringing down this crowd. You're bringing down our team or our family or whatever. Is this really what you want to do? Because, you know, we are trying to balance you, but it's harder to bring it up than down. And you, are you really doing this on purpose? And hopefully, if we can get them in a sober moment, and not just sober, but, you know, when they're in a good mood.
Yeah.
Hopefully, all of us can do it. It's not easy, though.